Yo, 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 what up? This is For the Culture, where we explore, expose, and celebrate all that is hip-hop. I'm your host, Sarah Rosenberg, a.k.a. Redhead Shoddy. Before we start, just a disclaimer that For the Culture might include some instances of profanity. And now that we have that out of the way, let's get this thing poppin'. In the time of so-called fake news and war against the press, we in the hip-hop community have our own little batch of news media that does everything to keep the community thriving. From radio stations like Power 106 FM to media outlets like Hip Hop DX, bringing in hip-hop content online for anyone and everyone to enjoy, today's guest has a long history working in hip-hop journalism. She is currently working as a producer for the aforementioned Power 106 FM, which is one of the biggest hip-hop radio stations in L.A. Let's welcome Shirley Jew to the show. Thank you for coming in, Shirley.
Thank you for having me. That was a beautiful intro. I might need that more often.
Thank you. Okay, so let's get into recent stuff. You recently went to Coachella. You wrote about it for a piece in LA Weekly.
I did. I covered the festival for LA Weekly.
Yeah, how was it?
It was interesting. I feel like I'm older now, so festivals are a little more exhausting.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
You're not that old.
I feel like I'm old.
That's just a few years older than me.
Yeah. But it was good. There was a lot. I feel like less hip hop this time around, which was interesting. But I think that allows other people to discover new artists more.
Yeah, I saw it was a little more pop oriented this year. It was Ariana Grande and Eilish.
I think Billie Eilish is R&B, though, I would say.
She's more indie, I think.
Oh, okay.
More indie pop. I don't know. But the main headliner was Childish Gambino for hip-hop.
Right.
Or David Glover.
Oh, Donald Glover, yeah.
Yeah. The This Is America dude. Yeah, did you have a good time there in general?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been to Coachella. I used to go just to party and rave and all that jazz, so I definitely knew what to expect.
Did you go last year?
I did. I covered last year as well.
I mean, Eminem and Beyonce were the main headliners. There was more hip-hop acts.
Eminem's actually my favorite rapper. Wow, I'm so glad you brought that up, because I completely forgot he headlined, and I stayed, and he brought out 50 Cent, and it was beautiful. Wow, I had completely forgot that happened.
I watched that because I couldn't go.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because Beyonce was there and it was too crazy.
Right.
And Beyonce's queen.
Queen B, for sure.
Okay. So, now let's get back to you. When did you first get into hip-hop music?
I want to say eighth grade. I was a complete rebel child and didn't really agree with my parents' traditional Asian ways, so I just listened to Eminem show and put on my headphones and literally just
that's my
isolated
album.
Myself. Yeah, Eminem did it for me for sure.
Shout out to the king
for sure.
The goat. So that was that's your favorite hip hop album, or your favorite general album?
Yeah, that's definitely the one that got me to fall in love with hip hop.
In general.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you start getting into being a journalist instead of, a rapper yourself?
Oh, my gosh. Man, I don't even know. I feel like I could always... I wouldn't say I'm smart, but I could do school. I could write. So I got my first writing gig. I don't even know. I think it was True Magazine. And then from there, I freelanced for Hot New Hip Hop and then Hip Hop DX, where I was for 5 years. Yeah.
Okay, and unlike I'm sure a lot of people would think, you actually do not have an education in journalism or broadcasting, according to your LinkedIn page. This is your educational background. You have a bachelor's in mathematics from UC Santa Barbara.
Ooh, I did not. I transferred from math to philosophy when I went to UCLA.
Oh, so you don't have
Ooh, I should update that, huh?
Yeah, you should.
I'm going to put that in my notes.
Yeah, you have a BA in philosophy from UCLA, a master's in social work from USC.
I'm actually graduating in May. It's been a long journey, but I haven't graduated yet, but I'm getting my master's in May.
Yeah, and you have a completion certificate of completion from UCLA Extension for drug and alcohol counseling.
Correct.
But in regard, but I don't see like a broadcasting or journalism or anything in there. So how do you utilize all that? I think into your work as a hip-hop journalist?
I think it's honestly just my drive and motivation to want to succeed and to excel and get and do good, I guess. Like, you know, obviously Asian parents, there's a lot of pressure. But in regards to the music, it's just my passion for hip-hop that really drives it all. Like, you know, writing was something I fell upon because my love for hip-hop landed me there. It wasn't ever, it's not like I love writing, you know?
You don't?
I don't love writing, no. I know. I don't know if that's a good thing to say for anyone who's trying to do what I do. But, like, I don't, but it's just like my love for hip hop has given me this outlet to support artists type thing.
Okay, that's actually really cool. And you have, in your career, you talked about doing True Magazine, and you actually interviewed a bunch of different rappers there. I mean, what is the process of getting ready for those interviews? And, like, how do you decide which questions to ask, not to ask, all that?
That's so funny. I'm texting one of my editors right now because he was trying to push me to do more story engaging, telling more compelling stories. But I research before every interview. I listen to the music first and foremost. If I like the music, I'll listen to what they say in their lyrics. I'll look at other interviews. Google is your best friend for sure. But yeah, for me, it's typically the music first. I honestly listen to so many artists that I don't even know what they look like until I meet them because I love the music that much. But definitely what they're like saying in their music and other interviews. Just doing your research, looking on their social media, looking what they tweet, what they post on Instagram, everything.
Like, do you look at the lyrics? And
yeah. I mean, mostly I listen to them, but yeah.
Do you listen to previous interviews?
Yeah, read, watch.
So you do everything you possibly can to
prepare. Yeah.
But how do you decide which questions to ask and not to ask?
I feel like I put myself in their shoes. Like, how would I feel if I was asked that question in the most, warm way possible, if that makes sense?
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what has been your favorite artist to interview?
Man, I couldn't even tell you. I mean, I interviewed Schoolboy Q on Friday. That was pretty great. He just dropped Cash Talk.
you promote your artist, you can do that.
Yeah.
What was your least favorite?
Oh, I can't throw anyone under the bus.
Come on, it's a safe space.
I've been cursed out before.
I'm guessing by a bunch of male artists.
For sure. Definitely, yeah.
I mean, how hard is it being? I know as women, we get that question a lot. It's annoying, but I really do want to ask, like, is it hard to be a woman in this male-dominated world of hip-hop?
I feel like that is definitely a topic that's important to touch on, but I don't even see myself as that. I just work. I don't really compare gender-wise or, you know, see myself in any particular light, like, I'm Asian, but that doesn't really cross my mind ever that I'm, like, the only Asian out here doing what I do, you know? I don't really see it like that.
I get it. I understand. And even though you said you hate writing, you have actually written a lot of articles. I actually couldn't get through all of them. In your archives, you've written for so many publications. You're also a freelancer.
I'm a freelancer.
So you've written for Variety, Hip Hop DX, All Hip Hop, LA Weekly, Nylon Magazine, Rolling Stone, DJ City, which you were also a social media intern at for 8 months in 2013, and Complex, to name a few.
Right.
And here.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that many.
Very many.
Yeah. And I think more. There's way more.
For someone who doesn't like writing, you sure write a lot.
I know. Wow. Huh. I should just embrace it.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, and here are just a sample of the titles to the articles you've actually written in the past few years, just in the past few years alone. Snowda Product is In Her Own Lane. That was for LA Weekly. A lot of LA Weekly you've done. Eminem addresses critics in fall video featuring Justin Vernon. That was for Dancing Astronaut.
What is Dancing? Yeah.
What is Dancing Astronaut, by the way? Because I saw a lot of
it. It's an EDM publication.
EDM.
So I had a little EDM in me sometimes.
Okay. Cash Doll tells us what it was like when Rihanna slid into her DM. That was from Nylon Magazine. You interviewed Cash Doll?
Yeah, Cash Doll's my baby girl. Shout out to Cash Doll. It's like sometimes you meet an artist and you just hella fuck with them. Oh.
It's fine. Trigger warning, trigger warning, trigger warning.
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. We all have accidents.
I'm like, wow, I can't curse. Okay. But I super like her.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah, she sounds awesome. Yeah, how is she in real life?
She's great. Her personality is amazing. She's friendly, outgoing. It's like almost like you're already her friend when you meet her.
Well, I'd like to meet her one day.
Yeah.
And of course, another one that I saw was Remy Ma launches clothing line to benefit women previously incarcerated. That was for allhiphop.com.
Mm-hmm. So I do news stories for them.
You do a lot for a lot of publications. And what is your writing process for, like, writing articles?
Man, that varies a lot. Sometimes it takes me a while to get started. I get, what's it called? When you blank on writing something?
Writer's block?
Yeah, writer's block. I get that a lot. A lot. But once you get going on the intro, and once you have a solid intro, I feel like the rest just kind of flows.
So once you have the, what we call in the journalism world, a blurb?
Yeah.
Or like a nut graph?
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty much going from there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's with, like, all kinds of articles, like editorials, reviews, like all that.
Yeah.
And we'll get into that later. And you have a few websites you do writing series for, or mm-hmm. podcast series. Like, you... One of them is actually marijuana.com.
I'm not there anymore, unfortunately, but I did have my own column there.
Yeah, what would Sure Jew do?
Yeah.
I'm sure, and I don't want to disrespect your parents, but I'm sure they were really happy about that one.
I actually told my dad yesterday that I smoked weed. It was pretty funny. He was like, don't do drugs. I was like, I don't. I smoke weed, though.
I wonder how that went over.
I know. I don't really think, they've taken pipes from me like all throughout high school, so it's yeah
that's some of the articles you've actually written for marijuana.com include when marijuana counts against your sobriety, flower power, smoking weed is a constant source of happiness,
right?
And for insomnia, a warm joint is like warm milk. I'm sure anti-marijuana advocates are loving this.
Right.
I mean, did you get a lot of criticism for that, especially because it's a very controversial thing?
Not at all. I think anyone who I'm friends with knows and can appreciate my love for marijuana, honestly.
You're not going to smoke right now, are you?
No, but no.
Okay, yeah. How did writing for this outlet contribute to your work with interviewing hip-hop artists? Did it, like, help you with more understanding of their situation if they are doing drugs? So a lot of rappers do smoke weed.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it just helps me vibe with them even more. Like, if they hear it's an interview for Weed Maps, that's like their joint company, they get excited. And if anything, it just helped.
Okay, and another regular thing you did or have, I don't know if you're currently doing this, is you have two series with Young California.
I do. I'm so glad you know that.
I did a lot of research for you. Uh-huh. So one is called Sliding Through, and uh-huh. the other is called Hella Juiced.
Uh-huh.
Did you come up with those names?
It was a collaborative effort with the Young California team, DJ Eamon. Shout out to DJ Eamon.
For the record, they're probably one of the best names I've ever heard. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, Sliding. So Young California is based in the Bay and California in general. So Hella Juiced is a Bay term. So that was created for a Bay Area artist that I interviewed. And then Sliding Through is for out-of-towners who are just sliding through L.A. and chop it up with your girl. Yeah.
Yeah, how do you find artists to interview?
Oh, man, it's 50%. They hit me up, 50% I hit them up.
So they, like, find you?
Yeah, pretty much. I feel like my greatest relationships in the industry are with publicists.
Yeah. How do you find artists to interview if you want to find them?
Honestly, just through the music.
And how do you find the music?
Honestly, word of mouth. Friends, I feel like, are the best recommendations for good music.
Okay. And, of course, we have to talk about, I previously mentioned this. You, of course, are a critic. You've done a couple reviews. Mm-hmm. I think you're still doing reviews.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, and there's this old saying. It says, everybody's a critic.
Mm-hmm.
Cynical, but it's true. And for you, whose job includes reviewing and critiquing albums, performances, all that jazz, whatever, how does what you do compare and contrast to what anybody would do aside from the fact that you most likely get paid for it?
What is the question again? Sorry.
The old saying, everybody's a critic. You know that.
So. Yeah.
For you, who as somebody whose job it is, includes reviewing and critiquing albums,
right,
performances, and all that, you know, how does what you do compare and contrast to what anybody would do, like, online, aside from the fact that you most likely get paid for it?
I mean, I feel like it's just doing the best job possible.
How would you do that? Because a review is just an opinion.
Right. I feel like I'm valued for my opinion. So there's that. I feel like I have a good ear, and that's something I uphold. Like, I would never compromise my integrity or morals to do anything but give my honest opinion.
So if someone says no, like if you give a bad review of an artist and there's millions of fans that will come at you?
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, yeah, I would just try to skip that situation altogether. I don't ever like to talk negative about anyone, so if that was something that I felt like I had to, I would just not try to report on it.
So you only give positive reviews if you...
No, but I like to be respectful.
So it's not like if you have to review something of like Lil Pump or Tekashi 6ix9ine.
I think in every situation there's always a positive in the artist.
What's positive about Tekashi 6ix9ine?
That he made good music. Gummo slaps.
Okay. I'll give you that. I'll give you your opinion, and I'll keep mine away. And I'll tell you after the show. So, and of course, what is the difference in your writing process when it comes to the different types of stuff you write for? Like reviews, news piece, interview piece, commentary piece, or opinion piece, respectively.
What is the difference?
Yeah.
Man, I feel like I group them all together. Like, I'll interview an artist, I'll write a recap on an event, I think it all just goes into one.
So, like, for when you're going to interview an artist, like, how do you do to plan for the physical interview? Like, for when I was doing it for you, I coordinated with you as far as that went.
Right.
Like, what do you do to try to help collaborate with an artist on how the interview is going to go?
I usually send them time and location and said, can you make it? Yes. And then if they do, we confirm it via email. Boom.
Okay. That's awesome. And of course, like, do you like give them a heads up on some of the questions you're going to ask?
No, they'll ask sometimes, but I don't like to. I kind of just tell them it's just going to be quick and easy. Just a conversation.
Okay. So what is the best part of your job?
Being able to support artists.
Anything else?
Not really, honestly. I can appreciate that.
And what is your least favorite part of your job?
Oh, man. Sometimes artists bailing last minute after you've prepped for like an hour, even more sometimes. Last minute, just doesn't care to show up.
Ouch.
Yeah.
I've had that happen here a couple times.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put anyone on blast, but still. Like, is there anyone you haven't interviewed yet that you would like to interview?
I mean, all the greats.
I'm guessing Eminem is on that list.
Yeah, oh man, I would like to just meet Eminem. I don't need a picture. I don't need anything. I just need to talk to him and tell him how much his music changed my life.
Aww.
And thank him and tell him that he's the greatest.
And you recently did write about him about the fall video and everything.
That was a while ago.
Yeah, that was a while.
Yeah.
Okay, what would you like to ask him if you got to interview him? Like, if he were sitting right there.
See, I don't even know if I want to ask him. I would actually want to talk to him about the sobriety thing. He just posted to his Instagram that he has 11 years, and I went through that myself, sobriety.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, I was an alcoholic. I haven't drank since August 2012. Can't really say I'm sober because I smoke weed. I don't know if they.
It's fine. It's fine. You actually talked about that. You talked about your, the marijuana counts against your sobriety thing. Mm-hmm. And could you not do that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's, it runs with the mic.
Okay.
Yeah, you talked about that a lot. You talked about that, like, in your piece when you, for the marijuana website. So, okay. I'm sorry. We are almost out of time. So, tell us what you like to do in the future.
Oh, man. Just, I don't know. That's a great question. I think I need to start my own business. I feel like that's what everyone's telling me.
You like to be here in this seat one day?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, yeah. I've always wanted my own podcast.
Well, we're going independent soon. Our last show is in a few weeks. And we'll be going independent later on. That's an exclusive for all of you. Watching right now, we're just going to soon go independent. And we're going to make this a whole hour show after this semester is over.
Cool. Congrats.
Yeah, and that's all we have for today. Thank you, Shirley, for coming in.
Hey, thank you for having me.
I hope I get to see you again soon. And course. Thank you all for tuning in. Be sure to come back next week where we will have rapper Jay Spook. Until then, this is Redhead Shada signing out.